IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, two Islamic researchers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Habib and Shaykh Rouhani. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Habib, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, we would like to express our congratulations on the arrival of the holy month of Ramadan. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us another chance to fast in this holy month of Ramadan. Do not forget us in your prayers and supplications at the time of suhoor and iftar during the holy month of Ramadan. For today's discussion, we want to talk about Ramadan, the spring of the souls and hearts, what to do and what not to do in the month of Ramadan. Brother Habib, another Ramadan arrived and we are fasting. What to do to give a better quality to our fasting and worship in this holy month of Ramadan?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Again, this month is considered to be the spring of the Quran.
Yes.
And everything on the authority of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, as available in Al-Kafi, which he states that for every لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَبِيعٍ وَرَبِيعُ الْقُرْآنِ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ. For every thing that there is a spring.
Mm-hmm.
And the spring of the Quran is the month of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
Spring is usually the month where fruits come back after the winter.
Yes.
It is usually when the flowers start to blossom, when the plants grow green again.
Yes.
The sun is coming back. Animals that were hibernating are coming back.
Yes.
From their hibernation.
Yes.
The same thing with our situation with this, with our worships, especially the Quran. This month is where we focus on the Quran. It is the month of Quran. It is the month of reciting and acting upon the laws of Quran.
Yes.
So therefore, this worship is going to be much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
It must be much stronger. It's not like how, unfortunately, some picture it as we're fasting the entire day. Let's keep it out sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And let's keep it out after iftar. You know, try to meet your family members. You know, it's a very beautiful month for meeting our family members. Why? Because we usually gather during iftar time to eat together. We go and help the needy in this month as the rewards are doubled. It's a chance.
This Ramadan in Islamic Republic of Iran coincides with the new year. Festive, no rules, okay?
No more traveling. That's very bad for you guys.
These are together. The spring of, as you said, Quran and the souls coincided the spring of the year. That's right.
Yeah, that's very beautiful. That's very beautiful. That's a very nice coincidence. But at the end of the day, it's a chance where we meet our family members, where we make our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stronger. It has one of the most significant nights in our lives as believers, as Muslimin, as mu'mineen.
Yes.
And that is the night of Qadr, the
night
of power.
Mm-hmm.
In this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will be written.
Okay.
The decree, your wealth, your life, your lifespan,
mm-hmm.
the wickedness in your life, the goodness in your life, your health, everything in this night can be changed with supplication.
Yes.
So during these days, we get ready for these last 10 days of the month. We thrive, we struggle. We sweat and bleed to reach this good, status during these nights in order for our supplications to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay. Shaykh Rouhani, as I said, according to the solar calendar, this month of Farvardin, I mean the first month of the solar calendar in Islamic Republic of Iran, also I think in Afghanistan and the other Persian speaking lands, coincides with the holy month of Ramadan. So the spring of the year is the spring, coincides the spring of the purification of the soul. What do you think about it?
Yes, alhamdulillah, these two Bahar or two springs are coincide
two Rabi'as.
Yeah. One is Rabi'ul Nature and the other one is Rabi'ul Quran.
Yes.
So this is really a great blessing for all of us. In the holy month of Ramadan, I think the best thing that we can say here today to our brothers and sisters is some of the phrases of this beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reminds us of the blessings of this spring, of this Rabi'a.
Yes.
Says that, O people, the month of Allah with its blessings, mercy, and forgiveness has come to you. It is the most preferred of all the months with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its days are the best days. Its nights are the best nights, best of nights. And its hours are the best of hours. It is a month in which you have been invited as guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
And have been placed among those honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very good.
Your breathing in it is like an act of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very good.
Your sleep is like an act of worship. Your good deeds are accepted and your prayers answered. Therefore, ask Allah with sincere intentions and pure hearts to help you in fasting and reciting His book during this month. So indeed, demand is he who is deprived of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness during this month. O people, the gates of paradise are wide open during this month. Therefore, ask your Lord not to close them in your face. And the gates of hellfire are locked.
Yes.
Therefore, ask your Lord not to open them for you. Satans are chained. Therefore, ask your Lord not to, unfetter them upon you. O people, whosoever among you improves his character during this month, he shall have the pass to cross over the bridge. I mean, Sirat.
Sirat bridge.
On the day, Sirat.
Yes.
Yeah, on the day when people's feet shall slip. So whosoever is lenient with his slaves during this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be lenient with him in the reckoning of his deeds on the day of judgment.
That's right.
Whosoever checks his evil deeds this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall withhold his anger from him on the day he meets him. Whosoever honors an orphan during this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall honor him on the days he meets with him. Whosoever maintains during this month contact with his relations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will maintain his mercy for him on the day of judgment. Whosoever recites a verse from the Quran during this month, his reward will be like one who has completed the recitation of the Quran during the other months. These are the beautiful sayings of the Holy Prophet
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Yes.
Okay. Regarding
the holy month of Ramadan, that would be very much beneficial for all of us.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And we have to take more care about our deeds and actions, you know. Maybe during the other months, we did, for example, some deeds that are not haram, but not recommended to be done in this month, isn't it, Brother Habib?
People are different level and statuses and belief. You have to keep that in mind.
So, okay.
You know, some people, you know, are thinking like how you are thinking, mashallah, brother, that I must not do in this month unrecommended actions and try to do better recommended actions. Some people, some believers are at the state of, I should be doing my obligations. I should be staying away from this prohibited action.
Okay.
But anyhow, it's general for both of these types of people that this month is a chance. It's a door. It's a wide door. It's our chance. Sins are forgiven easily in this month. And rewards are doubled in this month as well. It's something I like to make this, you know, resemblance that it's the match. Match or the lighter, you know, when you strike the light for the lighter, it gives that spark. This month is that spark, and that spark is very important for the fire.
Yes.
You continue the fire. You're the gas for that fire. You're the stick for the continuation
igniter,
of that fire.
Igniter, that's right. Okay.
So after the month, whether this fire continues or not, that goes back to you. But to spark that fire, it's your chance in this month. So we must take advantage of it, especially with the so many, you know, doors that are open in this month. It's the table spread of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's right.
Yeah.
And is it true that the people are witnessed more than before by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month? I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all omnipotent, you know, he's all witnessing. But is it true that, for example, even the trivial action will be seen more by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to be rewarded? I mean, a good action or at the same time an evil action when done during this month are to be chastised more than before?
The month of Rajab, Muharram, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, they're considered to be the sacred months.
Yes.
We are 100% certain that those months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, if you do a sin, you will be, you know, doubled up.
Mm-hmm.
The month of Ramadan, I have not personally seen, I don't know, Sheikh, if you have seen, I have not personally seen that the sins will be doubled up. But rather, I have seen the sayings about blessings and mercy in this month.
Uh-huh.
I have seen the sayings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Mm-hmm. I have seen that the person who was fasting, just by sleeping,
okay,
just by breathing,
yes,
you gain reward and you gain, mm-hmm, forgiveness.
Okay. That's all right. Usually the people are, Sheikh Rouhani, fasting, abstaining, we can say, from food and drinking or unlawful actions during this iftar and suhoor and iftar. But between the two, I mean, when you break your fast up until suhoor, you are not fasting, but as I remember in our previous program, the fasting continues, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
How is it that the fasting continues?
Fasting of the other, let's say, organs of your body.
Uh-huh.
Or let's say, like your eyes should be always in a state of fasting.
Okay.
Your ears should always be in a state of, mm-hmm, fasting. Your tongue should always be in a state of fasting.
So 24 hours you are fasting?
Yeah. Your heart, okay, your mind, okay, your brain should always be in a state, uh-huh, of fasting. Not,
yes,
to... not to think of evil action, because first you think of evil deeds and actions, then you perform it.
Okay.
If you can control your mind, your mentality, not to even think, imagine of kind of, because there are ulamas and scholars, they say that even someone can control his imaginary power.
Oh, imagination.
Quwwat al-khiyal.
Oh.
If you can control your quwwat al-khiyal, quwwat al-khiyal,
that's right.
Yeah, imaginary power, then you can control, let's say, your body, your organs,
okay,
your deeds. If you cannot control your imaginary power, mm-hmm, then it can deceive you, you know, mm-hmm, because sometimes Satan or the evil agenda, they can,
yes,
put some wrong things in your imaginary power. Yeah,
yeah,
they temptate you, they, let's say, deceive you. And this kind of temptation may influence you.
Yes, as one of these ulama give a nice example that, you know, even thinking about a sin is like making a fire in a white house. So when you make a fire in a white house, it does not necessarily burn the house,
yeah,
but it darkens the color of the house. So,
yes,
even thinking about the sin,
I think that's a narration about,
is it a narration?
Jesus, about Jesus.
About Jesus Christ.
Yeah, okay, and
I've heard it
that
from a tongue and a halal. Yes.
That even though you do not burn the house, you make the house filled with smoke.
With the smoke,
you
with dark smoke.
You fill the smoke,
yes,
and,
yes,
you fill it with the dirt of the smoke.
Yes.
So yes, you know, thinking about the sins and, you know, talking to yourself about committing,
uh-huh,
sin and stuff like that. At the end of the day, we're human beings, you know.
Yes.
There are these, you know, falatat, these,
yes,
you know, stumbles,
yes,
in our path. And we have that in the narrations, okay, that whenever, for example, you're thinking about sin, you know, to,
yes,
to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
mm-hmm,
with your tongue and with your mentality, you know. Remembering, stating la ilaha illallah, saying istighfar.
Yes.
Always being in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a difficult thing.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. It is a difficult thing. No
a
one's saying
difficult.
It's easy.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, we're living a difficult life to reach a well reward,
mm-hmm,
a present reward. And that is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much, Brother Habib. We wish again that during this Rabi of the year, and according to the solar calendar, which is the month of Farvardin, we could find a kind of peace and calmness of a Rabi inside our heart and minds and soul during the holy month of Ramadan, the Rabi of the Quran. Thank you very much, Brother Habib and Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding the topic, the holy month of Ramadan, what to do and what not to do in this holy month. It was very kind of you, and thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints. Do not forget us in your du'as and supplications in this holy month of Ramadan. Thank you very much. Fi amanillah and goodbye.
you could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of Viewpoints. Please don't forget to log on to our website at parsetoday.ir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way. Hey, I know that sometimes I do forget that my next breath could be the last. Forgive me, cause I can't.